Mets and the Giants on Saturday. Good pitching matchup. Jacob DeGrom against Johnny Cueto of the Giants. First meeting between the two since Game 2 of the 2015 World Series. In the top of the fourth inning, the Mets' Wilmer Flores steps in and gets the scoring started.
Here's the 2-2. It is a changeup, and he hung it, and Flores hits it a long way to left field. It is gone. Mets get the first run of the game, seventh home run by Flores. 1-0 Mets. The 2-2, high fastball struck him out swinging.
Just a lethal combination, back foot slider 1-2. And once you get established with that pitch down below, you're vulnerable up above the hands.
Here it comes. Crawford swings and misses. Fastball struck him out. So the Giants had the two men on, and Belt and Crawford both go down swinging. That was nasty.
To the plate, Slater hit a single his first time. Swinging a hard ground ball. Diving into right field is Cabrera. He's got it from his knees. A one-hop throw to first, and that's picked off by Duda just in time to retire Slater.
Well, that's about as good a play as you're going to see from a second baseman going to his left. I mean, he lays out. He's almost parallel to the ground when he speared that ball in the web of his glove, and then very quickly gets up. Throws low, a one-hop dig by Lucas Duda at first base. An excellent play, but for Austin Slater, he just got robbed.
Now the pitch. Swing of the ground ball into right field, a base hit. He hooked it right through the hole, that open hole, with Belt holding on the bag. Granderson comes in to score, and the Mets are back ahead, 2-1. Cabrera over to second and holding. First hit of the game for Jay Bruce. Last night he had three hits and a sacrifice fly. He drives one to right field toward the corner. Back into his left is Pence. He's not going to be able to get to it. One hop into the first archway to the 309 marker. Coming around third to score is Cabrera. Now the throw comes in. Contos was not backing up home plate. The ball skips right on by Buster Posey, but it ricochets off the backstop right back to him, which was fortunate. So holding at third base, Jay Bruce, a double for Flores. And it is 3-1 Mets.
The Mets have taken the first two games from the Giants after a 5-2 win on Saturday. Jacob DeGrom moves to 7-3. Johnny Cueto, 7 innings, 1 run, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, but gets a no decision. Third baseman Ryder Jones made his big league debut for San Francisco, going 0-for-4, as before the game, the Giants designated infielder Aaron Hill for assignment. Here's Giants manager Bruce Bochy on facing Jacob DeGrom.
He's been real hot on the mound, and we knew that coming in, and he threw great. He's using his changeup more. He's got great stuff, and we battled to tie the game because of our guy. It was a 1-1 ball game, and bullpen just struggled tonight. You figure it's going to be a close scoring game with those two guys going, which it was. So I wasn't surprised by that, but. We just couldn't hold them. Leadoff triple in the eighth put us in a tough spot there, and they get the big base hit.
Could you talk about Johnny's game? Besides that home run, he looks pretty sharp today.
He looked great, didn't he? He was right on with his stuff. Made the mistake, 2-2 count. The ball stayed up on him. He didn't quite get it where he wanted, but pitched a great game in Atlanta. So he's thrown the ball well, very well. He should have a couple wins here, but we just couldn't get the offense going there. The fourth inning, we were looking pretty good, and but they're facing a tough guy. He can get a strikeout when he wants. He has that ability, and he did against two good hitters. And that happens. Makes it tougher to win a ball game. If you don't take advantage of those times.
You talked before the game about some of the young guys coming up, but for the bullpen, how much is this kind of audition time for some of those guys to show what they can do or can't do?
This is a good time for them. This is what they play for, to get up here and show what they can do, and. Show that they can play in the major leagues, and between Jones and Slater and Crick, because of our situation, we're going to take a look at these guys, and there's going to be growing pains with them, but we haven't been playing great baseball. So, you know, it's time for them to get a look and show what they can do.
But what did you think of the at-bats for Jones today in his debut?
Yeah, that's a tough matchup for him, his first game. You know, he's facing one of the best pitchers, I think. When he's on, he's as good as anybody in the game, and he was very good today. So, and they, and you know, they pitched him tough. But you know what? He got some good swings off. That's all you want. You know, these guys come up and get some nice swings off, and he'll be fine. He's a tough kid, and you know, until Nooney comes back, he'll be out there.
You know, we try not to ask you about record because it doesn't really matter all that much. But, I mean, you hit 50 losses today. And is that really just kind of hard to believe given what you saw coming out of spring training?
Yeah, I would say that. It is hard to believe. I don't think any of us saw this coming. And it's hard to make sense of it, really, to be honest. Because we do have a lot of talent here. You know, and it just shows you, you know, every year can be different than, you know, the year before, even though you have close to the same players. And, you know, you need your normal years from your guys, maybe a surprise or two, and haven't quite had that. And it's hard to put it together. You know, we get good pitching. We don't score enough runs or vice versa. It's been a, you know, tough grind, but we have a lot of baseball left. We have a lot of pride. You know, the last thing we want to do is continue this, trust me. And there's some guys in there, you know, be honest, it's can be embarrassing, 50 losses at this point. And so the only thing you do is come out here and you keep going, you keep playing, keep fighting. And that's happening. I mean, belt tied the game, good things happen. You saw on that road trip, we came back three, four times. But we'll get this thing better and figured out.
San Francisco looks to avoid the sweep on Sunday. They send Matt Moore to the mound.